B-Pod Studios.
When we did the paternity test, and she had like an awkward laugh, and I was like, no, I'm serious. And my wife was like, no, he's kidding. And I go, am I? Because I work a lot of nights.
Oh,
I play a lot of hockey games. And you tell me all your, like, you can only watch so much Netflix.
Right.
So, but I don't know yet.
All right.
I don't know.
Well, this is good. I'm glad we have explored this.
Let's put on a Twitter poll. Do you think my kid's mine?
Actually, let's do it, because we haven't officially put one out yet. We were asking people about, you know, the Twitter poll, as always, is brought to you by the wonderful people of Window Nation. Searching for windows, shop windownation.com. Any style window, 50% off, plus make no down payment, no payments, no interest for 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. We were asking about the Phillies and whether or not people are blaming Gabe Kapler, Matt Klentak, the bullpen, the offense. What are you most frustrated with? Because it was a very disappointing weekend, but now we know that we could just go watch the movie Delivery Man, and we'll at least know a little background on the rest of the story with the Sperminator.
Sperminator, man.
You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. 9 o'clock hour, now brought to you by The Bagster. Dumpster in a bag at yours today at Home Depot and Lowe's. For details, go to thebagster.com.
When you dreamed of being in broadcasting one day, Mark, did you ever think about breaking down the Sperminator's spider chart?
Jamie, you know, they told me at Temple University, they told me, don't be afraid of the big stories. This is a big story.
Sperminator.
Don't be afraid of the stories that might make you a little bashful.
Mm-hmm.
You got to embrace those stories.
Yes.
And this is a story that Sperminator, so page one of the textbook. Broadcasting Performance 101, Temple University.
Yeah, it's right up there with Nana and Pop Pop saying, hey, look, this is how we get it done for 7 years. You know, you stay busy, and stay yes to everything. That's right.
I just like her saying, and do whatever you damn well please. Yeah, well, then do whatever you damn well please.
Yeah, say yes to everything.
Exactly. Though. There we go. Tell the best version of the story.
It's going to get a little weird. It's going to get a little weird, Nima. It's about to get weird.
This is Keebler.
You hear this right here?
It was a beautiful story.
These are my blue cheese. It's about to go down.
Hold on a second. I don't want the impression of you popping blue chews while you're in the studio with us for another 59 minutes.
Yeah, please wait.
Those are mints, ladies and gentlemen. Those are Mentos
about
chewables.
To go down, me
just
mom.
For the record.
I hope you've been stretching.
Happy Father's Day.
Yeah, happy Father's Day.
So Gabe Kapler over the weekend was talking about his bullpen.
He doesn't need any blue chews.
No, he doesn't. Yeah. But if you had a little issue. Now, my big issue over the weekend was obviously the bullpen imploding. And then after that, there were a couple of little decisions that I'm shocked Gabe Kapler didn't make. Shocked. In a huge series like this over the weekend, I am just flat out shocked, Trey, that he didn't make these little adjustments. One was Nick Williams not going into left field in the eighth and ninth inning of the game. He used him as a pinch hitter as opposed to a defensive replacement. Well, it seems like a dumb idea. Mm-hmm. The bullpen was leaking. Yeah, get the best defense you possibly can out there.
Yeah.
And then opting to go with Vince Velasquez, then Jared Eichhoff, then Cole Irvin, then Jared Eichhoff, and then Sean Rodriguez coming in to round things out. 15-1 you lose to the Braves yesterday. You could have won at least one more game of this series. You could have. Opted not to. Well, who knows if you would have given the ball to Jake Arrieta on Sunday, what would have panned out? But I have more confidence in Jake Arrieta getting the ball to start things off and maybe give you five or six innings as opposed to here's the baseball to Vince Velasquez. Right? Am I nuts there?
No.
Who do you have more confidence in?
Here you go, Vince, and just give us 50 pitches because after you, we have Cole Irvin. And Cole, you give us what you can because after you, we have Jared Eichhoff. Let's go win this game, boys. Get out of here.
Okay.
So the more we talk about it, the more ticked off I get.
The more frustrating it gets. And look, it's only June. It's June 17th.
There's 71 games in.
Yeah.
Like, you can kind of use it. You could have used that as an argument if they were playing the, somebody else yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Anybody else yesterday. You're playing against the team that you're going to be battling for the division for the rest of the year. And you decide to go bullpen instead of Jake Arrieta.
Doesn't exactly seem like the best time. I mean, even the Nationals, who I think have been playing a little bit better lately, they're still a game behind the Mets in the division. Now, the Mets! I mean, why are you saving a guy like Jake Arrieta for the National Series? Patrick Corbin's been getting hit around. It's not like he's some kind of stone cold lock to beat you. Like Foltynewicz, for instance, he was struggling going into the start yesterday. Yeah. He actually ended up doing pretty well. So to me, I don't just hang my hat on, oh, well, he's been struggling. Hopefully that struggle will continue. No, this was a game that you could have had a starter start for you. You could have had a legit starter start for you who was available, who was on the appropriate amount of rest, and he could have been out there playing for you. Instead, Vince Velasquez, Cole Irvin, you have these
slop,
guys.
Slop, slop, slop.
Jared Eichhoff. And then Sean Rodriguez, the hero
slop,
of the day.
Slop, 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 Cy Young Award winner. That's how that went yesterday.
Your latest great bullpen arm, Sean Rodriguez. So when did they make this decision? That's the question. So after the game, we'll get this for you right here. Gabe Kapler was asked about when he notified Vince Velasquez that he was going to be starting the finale of this three-game set in Atlanta.
So last night was when we told Vince that he was going to start, and we gave him the opportunity. He jumped at it. We knew that he was going to be a good option if we didn't use him in last night's game. You know, if we had to use him to help us win last night's game, we wouldn't have been able to use him in today's game. Certainly, we knew that the bullpen usage leading up to today's game was going to impact how we managed it. But when we knew that we were going to bring Cole, we knew that we had length out of Jared, and we knew that we could get 50, 60 pitches out of Vince. So we did all those things. We just didn't do it effectively.
Once again, you didn't get 50 or 60. You got 38. You got 38 from Vince Velasquez. And talking about how you're going to manage the game to the best of your ability, well, if your bullpen is taxed, as he pointed out from the night before, and also from a 9-8 loss that you had on Friday night, isn't that all the more reason to see what you can get out of a starting pitcher?
Yeah. Like, and for the new generation that wants to hate it because it's the opener, it wasn't even that. When you do the new age opener thing, it's for one, two, maybe three batters.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
This was, we're going to start Vince Velasquez. And we know he's not good enough to get through three innings, but we're going to try.
Yeah. I don't care what you call it. If I see three consecutive bullpen pitchers pitch, like.
You had three starters. You have three starting pitchers in your organization go yesterday, and the three of them weren't even close to good enough.
Each one of them occupied a spot in the rotation, four or five throughout the season, and they all were your bullpen guys yesterday.
Yeah.
The combination of that still equaled the same usual outcome, which was, we lost.
It was actually worse yesterday.
It was worse. 15 runs. It was like each one of them had a bad start in the same game. It was like, great job there, buddy.
Yeah.
But even on Friday, you knew that your bullpen was taxed. Same thing on Saturday. So then you were to rely on some guys coming out of that bullpen that are supposed to be starters but have already proven not to be good enough to do that, to maintain that role, to hold that role. That's a bit of an issue for me. So here's just the overall frustration from Gabe Kapler after the game yesterday when talking about the disappointment in this series.
No question about it. We have to be better, and we'll discuss it more on the flight to Washington, D.C., and get our ducks in a row.
There's a lot of ducks to try to put in a row.
Yeah, quite a few.
Because even like without adding to this team more, whether it's an arm, whether it's a bullpen arm, whether it's a starting pitcher, whether it's another outfielder, this like outside of this lineup really coming to life, I don't see them making some kind of deep push. I don't see them ever really.
That's what she said.
I don't really ever see them solidifying themselves as a playoff team, whether that be in the wild card or the division winner.
Yeah.
You have everything going wrong right now. You have offense that isn't producing. You have a starting lineup that is, pitching. Your starting pitching that is totally going sideways, upside down, wherever it may be. And now you have injuries. Like, you have injuries all over the place. I don't know what, like, Jay Bruce, like I said earlier, that might be something that lingers for a long time. Older guy playing outfield, now he's got a tight hamstring. Who knows when that's going to go away? You have Scott Kingery's your starting center fielder. Really? Jamie, we were talking about it last week. He should be your starting third baseman. Oh, your starting third baseman sucks too.
Another guy you counted on for too long.
Your catcher got squarely hit in the package the other night. Your backup catcher's horrible. Andrew Knapp might be the worst backup catcher I've ever seen in my life. There's just, this is where you are right now. This is the worst possible time it could be right now, and they have to somehow get through it.
But you know what, we've seen this before already, though. We've seen a team get riddled by injuries, and then their backups aren't what you thought they were going to be. And you see how that panned out for the Eagles.
Yeah, they won that Super Bowl thing.
Come on, baby!
Well, we heard Reese Hoskins say this.
Hungry dogs run faster.
In San Diego, next man up.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that swagger.
It's still coming.
Okay.
Still coming.
I think I got my swagger back.
See, here's another reason, though. To your point, Trey, here's another reason why I'd have Jake Arrieta start yesterday instead of going to Vince Velasquez and Irvin and Eichhoff and then Rodriguez, whatever. Like, this is a big game. And if Jake Arrieta is ever going to really get it going, look, he had a quality start and tight pants, you know, will forever refer to him as only his name if he's able to put back-to-back quality starts together. But if old tight pants goes out there and it has another quality start, you win that game yesterday. Right. He at least keeps you in it. Now, the bats were still terrible, but maybe they wake up at some point. It's no guarantee they win, obviously, but it still makes you feel real good if they actually go out and have a starting pitcher pitch well for it. That's a big game spot for him. You can win a series against your division rival. It's always been right there with you throughout the season. They don't have that guy yet.
No, they don't.
But Jake Arrieta, at least tight pants himself, you at least hope is a guy that when he gets that ball in a big game situation, he turns it on.
I would love for him to step up and go to Gabe and say, I'll throw. I got it. I got this one.
Oh,
important
that'd be a great
series.
Story.
This is great. And for a guy, as I said earlier in the show, for a guy that calls so many people out over the last 2 years, calls out his teammates, makes faces when they have bad plays behind them, maybe it was time for him to say, no, Skip, give me the ball. I got this one today. Save the junk for tomorrow night.
I love if that story comes out. If that's what would have happened, I would have loved that.
Right.
Even if Jake Arrieta went out and gets shelled, I still love that idea because what's the other option? What you saw yesterday. And look, if I just present it to you before the game, what would you rather have? Is anyone in their right mind saying, oh, no, Vince Velasquez. Vince Velasquez, no. Cole Irvin, and Jared Eichhoff. That's who I want.
Never would have been a yes.
Exactly. Let's get to Warren and Cherry Hill. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Warren?
Morning, guys.
Hey. Good morning.
I got to tell you, you can't just blame and manage for everything, but got to tell you something. Let's even go back to last year. That team absolutely quit on that manager. There is no lessons or buts. So I think it's more of a respect or more that they don't want to, I don't want to say not play for him, but if it wasn't for Aaron Nolan, who thought Aaron Nolan was going to be a Cy Young? Oof. Do you know how far they would have been out last year? It would have been ridiculous.
Yeah.
They've got these players. Now, I don't remember the game in this series because it even might have been the one they won. There was a pass ball with Nick Williams. And he didn't even run the first base. It prevented him from scoring.
I think it was Saturday.
It might have been, but yeah, how does that kid get off the bench for next week? Don't you have to send Nick Williams, of all people?
Right.
He shouldn't be running it out. I just don't think there's there's communication because he talks a lot, but I think there's something missing. I'm going to show you a funny stat. I understand if you want to work a pitcher and get deep into the count, and they're the top three guys in the league in walks, but I want you to watch the Phils game and watch how many first pitch crushable pitches they let go by. They're more worried about working the count than, hey, listen, when you play baseball, you may only get one and maybe a second pitch that you can possibly hit unless a pitcher makes a mistake.
Yeah.
And you're already giving up your first strike. We already know the more you're in the hole, the harder it is. But I'm watching a team that's just not playing smart baseball, whether it's defensive. And listen, walks are great, but I got to tell you something. I'm not paying $30-something million a year for a number two hitter. First of all, there is
no Warren. I understand what you're saying, but this is something that the Phillies, and I don't necessarily agree with it. Like the best, I'll give you the best example of this. J.P. Crawford got promoted quickly through their minor league system, and they might have really affected him and hurt him throughout his major league career because they promoted him so fast. And the reason they did that, especially going from AA to AAA, was because his on-base percentage was off the charts. That means that he was working counts and working walks and all that.
But he was only batting. He's going to hit 10 home runs.
Exactly. He was only hitting like 260. To me, an on-base percentage is great. But when a guy can recognize a good pitch to hit, what's wrong with trying to drive it?
You gotta take that. They're letting these pitchers go because they want to take baseball. And I don't care if a shortstop who might hit 10, 12 home runs, who's going to make it up for defense. I'm okay with that. I don't want to see a shortstop hit 10 home runs and strike out 120 times. But Harper, when your second batter is supposed to be able to handle the bat to hit to all fields, that's why Segura was perfect at number two. You just can't put a guy at number two because he takes pitches. Is Harper worth the money batting second? Is there any way you can tell me this?
No, I'd rather him down in the order. I'd rather
he's
the third.
Power
yeah.
Hitter.
Yeah.
He's got a bat there. They just got a lot of problems they got to fix up. And I got to be honest with you. I'm not just blaming Kapler. I just don't think he's the guy for this team. I appreciate the time, boys.
No, I appreciate it, Warren. And I know Warren, and we've talked about him with, we've talked about Brett Brown with him. I'm not a, it's all the manager's fault type of guy. I'm not a guy that's firing the coach every 3 seconds. But this weekend, I was frustrated with Gabe.
Yeah.
I was really, because I thought it was a couple of easy cut and paste moves he could have made that would have at least got you a win on Friday night. I mean, look, the bullpen imploded. But when he saw that happening, he's got to have the best defense out there possible. And I would still take Nick Williams over Jay Bruce in left field if I'm looking for defensive help. Look, you're up 4 runs, especially in the 8th inning. You make that adjustment.
Yeah.
Sunday, who knows? Maybe they still lose that game. But at least you know going into it, you might have already had 2 wins under your belt.
Yeah. The quick reaction.
And that's not revisionist history, by the way.
Not at
all. That's in the moment, I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah, and a lot of people on Twitter this weekend were doing the reactive thing. Oh, he's got to go, he's got to go. And it might have been Egan. I forget who it was. Somebody answered saying, the guy had a team that didn't belong in contention until August, early August last year. And now this year, they've been in first place for most of the year. Like, there's really not enough reason to say he's got to go.
Oh, that Gabe sucks, yeah.
But he there's obvious things sometimes, a lot of times, that come up, and it's just head-scratching. And the I can't get over either one of those scenarios that you brought up for the weekend with Nick Williams and with going with the bullpen to start yesterday.
Well, we're getting into the dangerous territory now with injuries.
But yeah.
We've talked about it. We talked about it with Gene Segura. We talked about it with Cesar Hernandez and now with Bryce Harper and now Scott Kingery as well. And look, he's earned the right to move up in the order, right? Mm-hmm. But now is the time where when we started the season, we said, oh, well, Gabe won't have to tinker with this lineup because of all the talent.
Oh, yeah.
Now that talent's either struggling or you've lost guys like Andrew McCutchen. Now Jay Bruce, who came in and was playing well for you, is there. You lose Odubel Herrera, most likely forever. So now the tinkering starts. Will he push the right buttons? One button I don't think he pushed that was correct was Nick Williams is a pinch hitter as opposed to a guy being a defensive replacement. That was just on Friday. The other was not choosing to go with a pitcher, your starting pitcher, when you could have had him start on Sunday as opposed to having what you want to call a quote-unquote bullpen game. And that's what bothers you. 610-632-0975. It was bad. It didn't have to be that bad.
No.
I think that's what goes without saying.
No, when we're asking for something and talking about something last Tuesday and Wednesday of looking forward to Sunday, okay, Arrieta can go on Sunday. You're good. You're good to go. And for him to not see that, especially after you go 1-1, does Arrieta have to be told like 2 days in advance, hey, we might need you Sunday, so prepare or you're going Sunday?
Well, he's got to lay his panties out.
But it's his normal 4 days rest, right? So his work should have been normal and ready to go yesterday.
I have to wash my pants. I have to make sure the pants are all tight.
Yeah.
I have to make sure they're toit.
Got to get his outfits in order.
Somebody tweeted me that gift, toit like a tiger.
Make sure there are no panty lines. You know, you got to go turn around, look in the mirror. Any panty lines? All right.
You suggested thong earlier. Seems like it would be restrictive.
I did not suggest thong.
I thought you suggested thong.
I think that's not restrictive.
I mean,
as long as you're cool with the wedgie feeling constantly.
I wouldn't be.
Well, I've never worn one, so I can't speak to it.
Yeah,
but I
have no idea.
Imagine of all the guys on the team, Jake Arrieta would be the most comfortable in a thong.
Well, would he have movement on his balls if he was in a thong?
I don't know how well they hold them in place.
Bobby, would they bite?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
Huh? I don't know the answer to that.
You don't know the question. These are the questions we have to ask, Bobby. Yeah. These are the questions we have to ask.
Yeah.
On a lighter note.
had a little bite on his balls.
I don't even know if it's a lighter note. It's more of a worry for some people, but it was something away from baseball to get into for a second here. The Jimmy Butler not signing the option, not picking up the player option, right? We were surprised at all?
No.
That's kind of what we expected, right? We all expected that. So when you're looking at Jimmy Butler, it comes out over the weekend, according to his camp, that if the Heat were to call him and talk to him, he would be more than happy to listen about coming down to Miami to play. Is that a surprise at all?
Duh.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, you mean a free agent wants to be courted?
Miami and the Lakers or Los Angeles as a whole are always going to be tied to every free agent out there because we always go, well, why wouldn't you want to play in Los Angeles or Miami?
All right.
It hardly ever really comes to fruition.
Right. But the thing that makes me very curious as to what happened over the weekend is the Anthony Davis trade, and that means he's going to Los Angeles for 3 first-round picks and 3 players, Josh Hart, Lonzo Ball, and
Brandon Ingram.
Brandon Ingram, thank you. So a second overall pick, a second overall pick, 3 number one overall picks, and then where'd Josh Hart fall into place?
He was a second-round pick.
Second-round pick.
Phil, you know,
or last in the first?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, yeah. I'm sorry, he was last in the first.
Okay.
And the Sixers had him in their building for 4 years. And
go figure. So all that kind of...
Thank you, Colangelo.
So all that kind of raises your eyebrows, and you're like, okay, is Jimmy Butler going to see LeBron and Anthony Davis as an opportunity to go out there and win a championship if he can become a big three with Los Angeles? Aside from money, right? Would that be alluring? Would that be something that Jimmy Butler would look at and go, oh, well, there's my opportunity right there? It could be, but I think it's going to come down to dollars and cents, and it's also going to come down to the most important thing, which is that the Sixers can offer the extra $50 million.
Yeah, I just don't see him going somewhere where, like, LeBron is someone that he would have to look up to. Anthony Davis is someone, maybe playing-wise, that he'd have to look up to. Like, Jimmy Butler's a third fiddle there in L.A. I don't know if he wants that. Here, he's top alpha dog. Maybe he's second, third option, but he's still the top alpha dog, and he can become the first option whenever he wants. I don't know if he goes somewhere where he's that low on the totem pole as he would be with that. As I perceive him to be with the Lakers.
So, Bob, you have been very confident all along in Tobias Harris and Jimmy Butler coming here, so staying here. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Did this weekend change anything, any vibe from you about Jimmy Butler or Tobias Harris's opportunity to come back to Philadelphia?
No, because I don't think the Lakers can go another big salary, because they're not going to be able to field a team after those big three. I think you're going to have to use the remainder money that you have. Instead of going after a big talent with a big contract, you're going to have to get, you know, some $10 million players and fill out your roster.
Now, the guy that's been all over social media is Jimmy Butler. We know about his whereabouts. We seem to know where he is all the time.
So, he and Jamie, I think they talk to each other on a daily basis.
I stalk him professionally, Bob. Yes. Right. It's not for enjoyment. Yes. It's for professional purposes.
You are a journalist.
Yes.
But then the other guy that hasn't really been out there all that much is Tobias Harris.
He's in Bali.
And so, yeah.
Centering his chi. Finding his center.
That's what's up.
Yeah. Doing a lot of meditative things out there.
I thought Toby was in Bali, by golly. So he's out there trying to find himself?
Yeah. Maybe some decisions will come to him.
Yeah.
How much are him and Bobby... Really?
He tweeted National Best Friends Day, which was last week. Happy Best Friends Day to Boban. And then Mike Scott saw it, quote tweeted, and was like, bleep y'all.
Yeah, I like that. Mike Scott that was funny.
Coming up in a minute, speaking of funny people, Brett Hall stole the show over the weekend from the St. Louis Blues. Right now we got Jason in Jersey who wants to talk some Phils. What's up, Jason?
Just wanted to talk about this disaster of a weekend.
Yeah.
But you talk about Gabe Kapler, but I have an issue with the way situation the Phils are in with the job Matt Klentak's been doing.
Okay.
I think he has to go because everyone's dumping on Kapler, understandably, but Klentak knew what he had with the starting rotation after last season and chose to do nothing, thinking he can, the Phillies would be fine with what they had with Eichhoff and Eflin and Pivetta, chose to do nothing. And look where they are right now. And I have a lot of issues with the way Klentak's running this team. It's just my opinion.
I mean, look, you have a lot of reason to have cause for concern. The lineup should be great, and that's been underperforming. The starting pitching has been just terrible, and they didn't do anything in the offseason to try to improve it. They've just been relying on what they already had. Now you look at a guy like Dallas Keuchel, who might come up for the team that's now 2.5 games up on you in the division and might be a real big difference maker when you don't have a fourth or fifth starting pitcher for yourself anymore. So to not make that type of move, there's no excuse right there.
Exactly. I think Klentak's got to go.
I'll say this. I will disagree. I'm not firing Matt Klentak. He still had a good offseason, but there's still more work to be done.
Okay. All right. Just frustrating with this Philly starting pitching. It's not there.
I'm with you there, Jason. Thanks for the call, man. Yeah, I'm not firing Matt Klentak. I'm not firing Gabe Kapler.
He is the first GM ever in baseball history to bring in 3 All-Stars from the previous year. So, I wouldn't say it's worth a firing.
And one of them just took a ball off his...
junk.
Yep, hibbity-dibbity.
But I completely agree with them not addressing pitching. coming into this season thinking what you had was enough was not a smart plan.
Well, the ultimate judgment is going to be what happens in a little over a month. What, a month and what, 5 weeks, 6 weeks? Whatever happens
July
31st.
And no waiver trade deadline period this year.
Right.
What you see is what you get.
I'm just glad, again, we don't have to explain that to people that don't know about the waiver trade.
I could never explain it before.
Exactly. 610-632-0975. Coming up, the man who owned the weekend, party-wise, Brett Hall, ladies and gentlemen. There's, like, Bigfoot footage of him in the streets of St. Louis, and also him at a microphone. You don't want to miss that. It's coming up in a few here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
You all know how I feel about Bluetooth. I'd like to know how many of you have taken my word and checked it out. If you're looking to kick up your performance in the bedroom and have some fun, check out BlueChew.com. BlueChew has the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. They're chewable, so they can work up to twice as fast as the pills. I like that it's convenient and comes straight to your door in a discreet package. No more waiting to see a doctor, because it only takes a few minutes to connect with a BlueChew.com physician. And if you qualify, you get your prescription online in no time. So you can say goodbye to the awkward interactions at the pharmacy line. Visit BlueChew.com now and get your first order free. Use the promo code 975. All you have to do is pay $5 for shipping. That's BlueChew.com. Promo code 975.
97.5 The Fanatic. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
You have a good weekend, Trey? Father's Day? You have a fine weekend?
Yeah, it was cool.
You have fun?
Yeah, you know.
Bob, did you have a fun weekend? It was Father's Day.
I always
have
fun. Great weekend, yeah. A lot of fun.
Jamie, a little fun? You have some fun over the weekend and stuff?
Yeah, great weekend.
I was in a canoe.
Were you canoodling in that canoe? By any chance?
No, I was paddling my wife's 8-month pregnant self around in that. And she was like, can I help?
Elsewhere.
She goes, can I help? I go, no. I go, babe, I got you. This is just treat it like it's a gondola.
And I am your rock.
I paddled around that whole lake. Whatever that lake was, Skytop, I paddled around the whole thing. We went and we marveled at some of the houses on the lake. And I was paddling my missus around and my daughter that's hopefully going to be born in the next month and a half. There you go.
That's awesome.
Welcome.
Yeah. So that's a fun weekend, right? So I thought I had fun. You think you had fun, Bob, Trey, Jamie. You guys think you had fun.
Yeah.
But you didn't have a Brett Hall level of fun over the weekend. Because my man, he really is one of my favorite hockey players. And I will admit that I learned the game of hockey through playing NHL Hockey 94, as any borderline millennial kid did. And for Sega Genesis, of course. And Brett Hall had one of the hardest slap shots in the game, but of course he was a Hall of Fame hockey player. He was teammates with Wayne Gretzky for like 20 minutes. And I just always loved Brett Hall's game. The what was it, 02 Olympics with him on the American team was incredible. But I just love the guy and love his style of play, but they never won with him in St. Louis, obviously. Mm. So he goes to the parade anyway, as he should. And he takes to the podium, ladies and gentlemen. And Brett Hall tries singing the song that was taken from the Jack's New Year's Brigade in South Philadelphia, 16th and Monumenting. Gloria, Play Gloria, became the rallying cry for the Blues. They went on the run. They win the Stanley Cup. So Brett Hall decides to embrace Gloria for himself.
They are the champions. Glory, Gloria. Gloria, Gloria, I think I got your number, Gloria.
Yes.
Jamie, give me the high note one more time.
I think I got your number, Gloria.
And then, it's...
Got your number, Gloria.
Jason Kelce was coherent.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Brett Hall is just smashed.
Yeah.
And he even tried to invent a phrase. Now, we always say, let's go Flyers, let's go Flyers, right? Or, you know, a lot of the one-syllable teams, if you're leaving the Capitals, they'll go Caps. So one, let's go Caps, let's go Caps, let's go Blues, let's go Blues. So Brett Hull decides, you know what? Forget about it. We're not going to say let's go anymore because we've already, we were there. We've gone there. So I guess this is how you put the past tense on Let's Go Blues. Here it is.
So instead of saying Let's Go Blues, we're going to say We Went Blues. We Went Blues.
Here's the announcer.
We Went
Blues. Well, I can't.
There's the Hall of Famer.
That doesn't make sense. Just go with me.
So then hours later after the parade, probably like a good 13 hours later, there's some people sitting outside a bar in St. Louis, and they take a gander in the middle of the road at like 2 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And who's fee-fi-fo-fumming it down the middle of the street? Brett Hull, still going strong. Apparently was partying all day long. And give him credit. What did you say, Jamie? He's 54 years old, this man?
Yep.
God bless him. He's fee-fi-fo-fumming it down the middle of the road, drunk off his you-know-what, and they're calling him out. They're like, Brett, you okay? And he turns, and he's like, I'm high. And they're like, what? And he's like, I'm just going to the parade. And it's like, Brett, the parade was...
There's no parade tomorrow.
This morning and this afternoon.
I think I got the number, Gloria.
and he's just like, whatever. And then he keeps walking down the road.
He'll find a parade.
He'll find a parade.
You're going to find a parade somewhere.
Well, what's a parade, really?
That's what you make it.
You could be a one-man parade.
That's right.
I would rather be in a one-man parade. Yeah. I'd rather see that show. Like Brett Hull strutting his stuff down the street.
We're going to see him walking up to the Toronto parade at 10 o'clock this morning.
Hey!
And we in the north!
That's today.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's today.
Right.
You see the fake Kawhi signing autographs on Twitter yet?
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's happening, folks.
There was a hilarious video. I guess they were out somewhere partying, and it's like a couple of the Raptors up front, and then they have like a little pool cabana, and Kawhi's just sitting in the back like all by himself, just like looking out into the air like nothing. No expression.
I got to be at practice in like 20 minutes.
I think he's thinking about apples.
I think
apple time.
I think he's thinking about
Anthony Davis, LeBron James, and with the Lakers. I could maybe play with the Lakers.
That wasn't bad, Bob.
I will say we got a, that was a Klay Thompson-esque mocking, if I do say so myself.
Yeah.
One thing we do have to have is whatever Kawhi Leonard says to the crowd in Toronto. I do have to hear that later today.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
I think it'll be awesome.
See what he comes with.
Off the chart. Pat and Blackwood, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up there, Pat?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, buddy.
Hey, listen, I'm a promoter. Maybe I can use Brett Hull in one of the shows.
There you go.
Hey, good. Hey, listen, I want to be brief, but I've been a follower of baseball since the Philadelphia A's, which was my favorite team.
My man.
And I've been watching these Phillies for years, and here's their strength. Their strength is Middleton's money. Their weakness is their farm system and ability to pick up players out of their farm system, like the Braves do, who get 4 and 5 every year. They don't have it. Now, when McCutchen went down, people don't realize how good he was because he could get on. He walked a lot. He was a leader. He's good in the field. That was the start of it. And, of course, the injuries. I can't blame that on Klintak. I can't blame that on Kapler either. But the problem is I think the bullpen will eventually get a little better when I get everybody back. Here's the problem. You got a second baseman, okay, who's the worst field of the second baseman, I think, in baseball, who's got to go. You got Kingery, who's playing out of position, can go down to third. I'm hearing about this bomb guy down in the minors.
Alec Bohm.
And Medina. Let me tell you something. I don't care if they have to unload the entire roster down in Reddington or wherever they're coming from. You got three guys that they should be looking to get. And they won't get them this year. They might get one this year. You've got to go after Greinke. They can get 2 years out of him. He's cost you a fortune, but you got to get him. You got to go after Baumgartner. There's a guy that's going to last.
He's sure.
They'll last 2 or 3 years. And the third guy I'll get probably next year, I'd open the bank up, Mr. Middleton, bring Rendon in, put him at third, put Kingery at second. Your problems are solved. Get a center fielder who's a good defensive center fielder, doesn't have to hit a ton, but can cover a lot of ground. That's going to cover a multitude of your sins till McCutchen gets back next year and all. They're not going to do it this year. Everything had to break for them to get to win the division. They'll never win the
championship. So are you calling it right now, Pat? June 17th, are you calling it, saying packing in, season's over?
To me, right now, unless they go out, they got one chance this year. You got to get a Greinke. To me, I don't care what he costs. $34 million, that's not my money. If you want, you need a number one pitcher, not a number two. You need a number one to bring these guys around. You need a center fielder who can play center field, so you can bring Kingery back to either third base or second base. You guys are more knowledgeable than I am in this. A guy like Franco has drives me crazy. He's got more talent, and he's just easier with it.
Right. Well, the only thing, Pat, thanks for the call. The only thing is, Franco, like, what they're doing right now is for the best interest of the team. It's not for the best interest of Michael Franco, and that's the right call then. We know what Franco is. He's a guy that's going to be an extremely streaky hitter. That's it. So I'm with you. Move on from him. Give Scott Kingery an everyday role in the infield. Third base or second base, whatever it is. Now, when it comes to the May that Cesar Hernandez has, it was great, and I've talked about that a lot. Mm-hmm. But it's tough to rip the guy that also just gave you the game-winning hit against the only win you had against the Braves over the weekend. But I think we also know what he is. The minute they have a better option, move on. And it's not really the better option for Cesar Hernandez, because the better option is Scott Kingery. But what are they going to do with third, and what are they going to do at center at this point?
Yeah, it's not ripping him to say you just want to upgrade him.
Right.
I mean, that's what everybody wants. You want to upgrade him. But yeah, I agree with you. We've talked pitching. You have gaping holes out in the outfield. You lost two-thirds of your outfield. You brought in two other guys, and one of them's hurt now.
You need what for this team? A bullpen arm, a corner outfielder, another starting pitcher at least, maybe a backup catcher?
Yeah.
This is a lineup that spent a lot of money. This is a team that spent a lot of money last year, or going into this season. And you're still talking about a hell of a lot of holes, 2.5 games out of first place.
Yeah.
610-632-0975. Coming up, in case you haven't seen it yet, there's a new addition to Twitter, ladies and gentlemen. You choose to follow or not to follow. And we'll also hear from the great Charles Barkley, who chimed in on some stuff over the weekend regarding those Lakers and the moves they made. Time of the Fanatic, 941.
All right, it's time to take action with the Fanatic's Action Report presented by Action Rental. All right, tight pants Arietta, we need you tonight, baby. Let's go, let's check and make sure you don't have any panty lines showing, because we're going to need you to put that work in. All right, so workers needing tools and equipment, are you tired of calling and being put on hold? Take action. Stop waiting 2 to 3 days while your equipment is down. Take action. Call my guys at Action Rental. Action Rental is your go-to for all construction equipment, with locations in South Philly, Allentown, and Bethlehem. They pride themselves on picking up the phone so you can talk to a human being who can get your equipment out to your job site right away. Just Google Action Rental, and the location nearest you will pop up online at actionrental.com. This is Trey Thomas for the Fanatics Take Action Report. Call to talk to a human being so you can get your equipment today at actionrental.com.
97.5 The Fanatics.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
So OJ's on Twitter. Did you see this one? And like a big announcement, an excited announcement, OJ Simpson tweeted out a video saying that he's on Twitter. And he's like, hey, follow me, I'm OJ. That type of thing. He goes, there's a lot of fake accounts out there. This one's the real deal. And I noticed he followed six people. Or six things. Six accounts. And I first thought, was like, oh my God, if OJ was following me, that'd be creepy. You don't want OJ following you.
No.
And then I saw that he's also following the Heisman Trophy, which was, I believe, taken away from him, was it not?
It was.
Yeah. It's like, hey, way to go there, college football. Like, we're going to take this away. That'll be punishment for allegedly two murders. They're not really getting it done there. But OJ said he also wanted to take, he had some people he had to get back at for ripping him.
Yeah.
It was like,
we've seen what happens when you get back at people, OJ. Let's not do that again.
Yeah, man, it's not good. I mean, come on, OJ. I mean, come on, man. Like, for real, what is he doing?
I have no idea.
Like, what is he doing?
I think he's trying to be relevant. I think he's trying to, like, get in people's good graces. It's like, oh, he's charming OJ, like he was before.
Just go play some golf and ride off into the sunset.
Right.
Because now, if he mess around to get jammed up again, they're not letting him out. He barely squeaked out of this last one.
Right, but he still did, what, how many years did he do? 10 years?
No, he didn't do 10
years. For the memorabilia thing? Armed robbery or whatever they chalked it up as?
I think he did maybe like three or four.
That's it?
Yeah, I don't think he did 10 years.
Hmm. Wow.
Because that's a fast 10 years.
That was a fast 10 years.
Yeah, no, he didn't do 10 years.
O.J. Simpson, yeah. He's on Twitter now for people that want to...
So, he said, when the 25-year anniversary comes up of me being in the Bronco, I'm going to go on Twitter and get everybody to like me again. What's the thought process?
It's a bold strategy, Cotton.
I guess. And he might not have had the worst weekend on Twitter out there. Bill Cosby's getting destroyed for his "Hey, hey, hey, America's father" tweet.
I just saw the story.
I mean, those are two guys with the biggest falls from grace ever, and they're both out on Twitter this weekend acting like everything's normal.
I just saw for the first time. I just saw this story come out that Cosby was being all, like, jovial with people in prison, and all, like, guards and prisoners would be like, man, that Cosby, he's hilarious, man. He's great. And it's like, no, I don't.
No.
Stop it. What? What the hell's wrong with people?
So apparently OJ got over 500,000 followers in the first 24 hours.
No way.
Yeah.
Do we see it? Do we know how many followers he has right now?
I was just trying to find him right now, and I was actually being unsuccessful. So
me too. I was just looking also.
Well, this is the world we're in right now. But more importantly, I wanted to get this in here because we did have that big NBA news. And who better to hear from than Charles Barkley when it comes to the Lakers and Anthony Davis going out there for some like three picks, three players. Pretty crazy. Here's Charles Barkley over the weekend.
Well, obviously it's the worst kept secret in the history of pro sports. You knew he was going to go to the Lakers at some point.
Yeah, I think Charles is. It was the biggest no-brainer ever.
Like, we knew as soon as, like, the gun was going to go off.
2 years ago, we knew this was going to happen. Once he started pouting.
It's been a ridiculous
And this
one.
Is, you know, look, if you wanted LeBron here, I probably would have taken him. In hindsight, he doesn't do what's best for the organization. He does what's best for LeBron.
Yeah.
And he'll leave a franchise ruined when he leaves you. So, you know, be prepared.
Don't forget our Twitter poll today brought to you by Window Nation. Take advantage of Window Nation's 50% off sale on all style windows. Plus, make no down payment, no payment, no interest for 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. Don't forget that we do have Twitch today. You can watch us at twitch.tv and follow us 97.5 The Fanatic as we do on Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. And we do have our takeaways of the day locked and loaded for you right now, all the things that we learned, and we'll take away throughout the day today when it comes to today's program. Jamie, do you have a takeaway? Where's that Pat Egan fella? Pat Egan.
You just gotta look down. I'm here.
What is your takeaway of the day?
My takeaway of the day is I never want to see a 15-run Sean Rodriguez performance ever again.
What you don't want to see? I want to see that Sean Rodriguez performance again.
No,
he was
good.
Perfect, Mr. Perfect.
He was like that's ridiculous. Like, he was their best pitcher yesterday.
Yeah,
They need help in the worst way.
Jamie Lynch, takeaway of the day.
My takeaway of the day is, unfortunately, this was a cold, hard splash in the face this weekend of reality, and the Phillies just aren't good enough right now and need to get better in a couple key areas. And my confidence in that all happening is starting to take serious damage.
All right. Bob Cooney, take away the day.
Mrs. Keebler, call me, DM me, whatever it takes.
She's a married woman.
I got you, babe.
70 years married.
God bless her.
Trey Thomas, take away the day.
I'm with Miss Keebler on that one, too. I mean, I'm looking at it like, you know, hey, they showed me something. They're teaching me something, man. Like, hey, to stay happily married for 70 years, stay busy. And say yes
to everything.
And just say yes
now,
to everything.
I told Jamie before we did this that my takeaway of the day was going to be Darlene Keebler, married 70 years.
Sorry about
because
that.
Because of the no. We all three,
it's a
all three
thing.
Of us,
it's a beautiful
all,
thing.
All three of us just said yes. To Darlene Keebler, as she instructed us to do, to be married 70 years
70
happily.
Years.
She said, "Just say yes." And then do whatever you damn well please. So I'm gonna pivot here and go. My new takeaway of the day is Zach in Old City, who just tweeted at the real OJ32, saying, "I see you only follow 8 people. I think you have room for me," meaning Zach in Old City, "and at Mark Farzetta."
Is that a goal?
He is now campaigning OJ Simpson to follow me on Twitter.
Yeah, you better delete Twitter, Mark.
That'll be awesome.
I'm going to go away for a couple of days, guys.
I'll get you.
All right, man, go ahead and friend OJ.
Now, there's not going to no, there's not. That's not happening. It's not happening. Also, don't forget, Tight Pants is on the mound today, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
And if Tight Pants gets a start tonight.
Tightest pants in all the land.
And he gets a quality start. He's no longer going to be Tight Pants. He's going to be back to being Jake Arrieta. And Tight Pants. Tight Pants. He's on the mound, ladies and gentlemen. Enjoy Tight Pants. Hopefully a Phillies victory tonight. Stay tuned for Gargano Martinez. Middays here on 97.5, The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.